Lesson 6. Listen to this conversation. Dani and Ben are comparing lifestyles. Dani prefers the city and Ben the country.
Hello, Ben. I haven't seen you around for ages. Someone told me you'd moved to the country.
Yeah, I live up near Bellingen now. So much nicer than living in the city. You know, more laid back.
Really? I'd have thought it'd be a bit remote, you know, not as many facilities as in Sydney. And besides, don't you find it lonelier than living here?
Well, no, I don't actually. There are plenty of people up there and it's easy to find time to relax together.
But isn't life harder in the country? You know, don't you have to find work is a lot harder?
Well, there's quite a lot of work to do on the farm. But there are a lot of advantages. The air's fresher. No, it's less polluted and the environment is more beautiful. You can live more cheaply and more quietly.
Yeah, don't you ever get bored? I mean, isn't it more boring than it is here? I mean, there aren't any theatres, cinemas, concerts, that kind of thing.
Well, that's true, but you make your own entertainment, you know, playing music, singing, reading, etc. Oh, you have enough time to do that, to be more creative.
Oh, I don't think I could take it. I need the city. When I go to the country, I get so bored I want to come home. It's too quiet for me. I miss the convenience of living in the city. I find life here more interesting.
Well, for me, it's the other way around. The city's too hectic. I rush around too much, I get exhausted, and I never really do anything. In the city, I had so little time to relax. Life in the city's more hectic and not so healthy.
I do agree that the country's more beautiful, but I don't think I could live there. There's too little for a person like me to do. And country people are more conservative and provincial.
Oh, look, I don't agree with that. They're friendlier and more tolerant than city people.
What about the food up there? Is it really as fresh and healthy as they say?
Well, it's certainly fresher and healthier than it is here. And there's a lot less traffic, so the air's cleaner. Everything's more... Well, it's more natural, I suppose.
Exercise A. Weak forms and contractions. We are going to listen again to the first part of the conversation. The contractions are easy to identify, so we'll practice them first. Repeat after me. Haven't. I haven't seen you around. I haven't seen you around. You'd. You'd. You'd move to the country. You'd move to the country. It's. It's so much nicer. It's so much nicer. I'd have. I'd have thought. It'd. It'd be a bit remote, I'd have thought. I'd have thought it'd be a bit remote. I'd have thought it'd be a bit remote. Don't. Don't you find it lonelier? I don't, actually. Now, listen and underline the weak forms.
Hello, Ben. I haven't seen you around for ages. Someone told me you'd moved to the country.
Yeah, I live up near Bellingen now. So much nicer than living in the city. You know, more laid back.
Really? I'd have thought it'd be a bit remote, you know, not as many facilities as in Sydney. And besides, don't you find it lonelier than living here?
Well, no, I don't actually. There are plenty of people up there and it's easy to find time to relax together.
Now repeat the weak forms after me. I haven't seen you around for ages. you'd move to the country. It's so much nicer than living in the city. You know, more laid back. It'd be a bit remote, you know. Not as many facilities as in Sydney. Not as many facilities as in Sydney. And besides, don't you find it lonelier than living here? Don't you find it lonelier than living here? There are plenty of people. There are plenty of people up there. And it's easier to find time. It's easier to find time to relax together. It's easier to find time to relax together. Did you manage to get them all? Exercise B. Now we're going to revise linking up. Look at the script and listen to the second part of the conversation again. Can you identify the link-ups?
But isn't life harder in the country? You know, don't you have to find work is a lot harder?
Oh, there's quite a lot of work to do on the farm. But there are a lot of advantages. The air's fresher. Oh, it's less polluted and the environment is more beautiful. You can live more cheaply and more quietly.
Yeah, don't you ever get bored? I mean, isn't it more boring than it is here? I mean, there aren't any theatres, cinemas, concerts, that kind of thing.
Well, that's true, but you make your own entertainment. You know, playing music, singing, reading, etc. Oh, you have enough time to do that, to be more creative.
Now repeat after me. But isn't... Harder in. But isn't life harder in the country? Find her. Don't you have to find her? Work is a lot harder. Quite a lot of work. There's quite a lot of work. To do on the farm. There are a lot of advantages. The air is fresher. The environment is more beautiful. It's less polluted and the environment is more beautiful. More cheaply and more quietly. You can live more cheaply and more quietly. You ever. Don't you ever get bored? Isn't it more boring than it is here? There aren't any. There aren't any theatres. That kind of thing. Your own entertainment. Get into. Get into playing music. Have enough. You have enough time to do that. Let's practice running consonant sounds together as well. Isn't life harder? Don't you? Don't you have to find a... Work is a lot harder? Work to do. A lot of work to do on the farm. Get bored? Don't you ever get bored? That's true. That's true. Playing music. Exercise C. Stress and rhythm. Listen for the words which are stressed the most and underline them. They're also the words where the intonation pattern usually changes. That is, the tonics. But notice that sometimes other words are stressed strongly too. We're going to listen to the next part of the dialogue.
Oh, I don't think I could take it. I need the city. When I go to the country, I get so bored, I want to come home. It's too quiet for me. I miss the convenience of living in the city. I find life here more interesting.
Well, for me, it's the other way around. The city's too hectic. I rush around too much, I get exhausted, and I never really do anything. In the city, I had so little time to relax. Life in the city's more hectic and not so healthy.
Now listen and repeat. I don't think I could take it. I need the city. When I go to the country, I get so bored. I want to come home. It's too quiet for me. I miss the convenience of living in the city. I find life here more interesting. For me, it's the other way round. The city's too hectic. I rush around too much, I get exhausted. And never really do anything. In the city, I had so little time to relax. Life in the city's more hectic and not so healthy. Exercise D. Intonation. In the last part of the conversation, listen carefully to the intonation patterns and highlight the tonics. Try and put in the arrows to show the intonation patterns.
I do agree that the country is more beautiful. But I don't think I could live there. It's too little for a person like me to do. And country people are more conservative and progressive.
Oh, look, I don't agree with that. They're friendlier and more tolerant than city people.
What about the food up there? Is it really as fresh and healthy as they say?
Well, it's certainly fresher and healthier than it is here. And there's a lot less traffic, so the air's cleaner. Everything's more... Well, it's more natural, I suppose.
Now listen and repeat. The stressed words are underlined and the tonics are in bold. I do agree the country's more beautiful. But I don't think I could live there. There's too little for a person like me to do. And country people are more conservative and provincial. Oh, look, I don't agree with that. They're friendlier and more tolerant than city people. What about the food up there? Is it really as fresh and healthy as they say? Well, it's certainly fresher and healthier than it is here. And there's a lot less traffic. So the air's cleaner. Everything's more... Well, it's more natural. I suppose. Both speakers are very interested in the topic under discussion. They are also quite sure of their opinions. So they use a lot of rise-fall tones to emphasise their point of view. However, two other features besides intonation are used to show their attitudes. They are, one, extra strong stress. The speakers give strong stress to other words, even though intonation does not change very much on these words. Two, wide voice range. The difference between the highest pitch and the lowest pitch they use is quite large. This means they sound interesting. Besides rise-fall tones, Dani uses a rising tone to ask a yes-no question about the food, then answers with a rise-fall tone on here. He's being rather sarcastic, and he's suggesting that of course the food is much better than in the city. Ben finishes on a rising tone as he searches for a way to summarise country life. The rising tone reflects this search and the fact that he's not very satisfied with the word natural, which he's chosen. So, we've come to the end of the first part of this course. In the second part, we'll be talking about individual sounds, but we'll be practicing connected speech. So, you'll be practicing all of the features you've just learned in the second part of the course as well. See you in the second part of the course. Part 2, the micro level. We won't be able to practice all the consonant and vowel sounds, so we've selected ones which we think are most difficult for you. There are 5 lessons in this part. They are Lesson 7, consonant sounds, fricatives. Lesson 8, consonant sounds, l, r, and n. Lesson 9, Long versus short vowel sounds. Lesson 10, or and er. Lesson 11, the sound.